My name's Robert Hicks.
I'm Joey King.
I play in a band called The M's.
The way you're already talking, I don't think this is your first South by Southwest.
This is our fourth. And yeah, we've really adapted, and our philosophy of South by Southwest is much better than it used to be, I think. We used to make much bigger deal out of it, and now we just view it as a fun time to come play some songs and work on new material and meet people that we've, you know, reestablish connections with people that we met over the last few years and everything. So it's more like a vacation now than it used to be. I think we used to have an idea that it would be, you know, some career-making, like, epiphany.
You played your first showcase where you were screaming, "Could you raise the vocals, please?"
Right. So yeah, I mean, now it's just more of a fun approach, and we toured for about 3 months on our last record, and then we played Lollapalooza, and we played a couple of local shows in the fall and winter. But we've pretty much taken it easy. Our other guitar player had a baby. Well, his wife had a baby, and I recorded an album with my wife, and we just got married, actually. And
congratulations.
Thank you. And Joey's releasing an album of his own. So we kind of took some time and did our own thing, and now we just, last couple months, have been working on a lot of new M's material. So we got about, you know, 3 or 4 new songs that we brought down here, and the rest we're just going to sprinkle in some of our stuff from the last album.
I'm going to let Joey handle this one. So the reviews have been great, so nobody's given you the usual, you know, sophomore album reviews, the one where they say, well, they're not quite there on the sophomore album. Maybe the third one will be.
Yeah, I mean, we've pretty good reviews. No, we haven't been hacked too much. We do get the 60s and 70s T-Rex.
Oh, we'll get there.
Bowling comparison a lot, you know.
This would not be an interview with this band if I didn't at least approach that in some way, shape, or form. I think that's essential.
Yeah, I think we get a little tired of every review says that, you know, but I guess that's where we've kind of put ourselves in a way. I mean, but
there's a bit of a surprise. The coffee has arrived. There's a bit of surprise that you're from Chicago and you play this, quote, type of music, as everybody likes to, you know, call it, this type of music, as if, you know, you were, you know, you read the reviews and it's if you were, you know, because you're from Chicago, you were protected from pop music, you know, and it was banned from your existence.
Yeah, I think we're supposed to play some type of meat and potatoes music or something,
right,
you know, like
right.
The equivalent of a deep
dish. Shuba steak.
Yeah, like a deep dish rock and roll or something, you know.
Yeah.
But
folk rock?
We've all played a lot of different kinds of music, you know. I mean, I grew up in a church where my grandfather and great-grandfather would play music, and Joey used to play in a church band when he was a kid. Steve and I were in a punk rock band when we were in high school.
So are people surprised that this band is not... When people hear this band, are they surprised you're not British?
I think they're a little surprised just at our overall kind of aesthetic, you know, that we're not angrier or, you know, heavier or something like that. But, you know, I kind of like that reaction, you know, just because I think our music's great, so...
I hope you do. So the band started 6 years ago. So this has been you've played four South by Southwest, so you've been at it a while. But all kidding aside, this is not the new band on the block, having played South by Southwest 4 times. So is this record the record? You know, I mean, is this the breakout? Do you think about that at all? Or,
you know, I used to more than I do now, and now I just stopped caring at all about anyone else in the world except for what we can do. You know, we can only control what our album sounds like, and, you know, that's really where our involvement kind of ends, I think. So I've stopped worrying about, you know, if people are going to like it or not like it. And I always feel like every album should be, you know, I want all of them after we're done to be able to listen to them and just be happy that we made them, you know. I mean, so as long as I feel that way, and I think we all kind of, if we can listen to it and enjoy it as you know, and we feel like we did a good job and made something that's beautiful, then there's a lot of musicians that never get recognized for what they do by the world, you know, or they get recognized years later. If that's the boat we're in, so be it. If not, then we'll be richer.
Hit me with the, as one reviewer said, the non-Googleable name.
Yeah, we didn't realize that an apostrophe would be such a death knell to our internet capabilities, but it kind of keeps it real, I think. That's what it...
So wait, if you do M and M's, are you screwed too? Is that as bad as an apostrophe? Is an ampersand as bad? Or
you can use the apostrophe in the Google search and it'll come up, but you just can't use it in an address or anything.
But the name came from...
I think it came just from wanting to have something that was like in the subconscious level of people, like so they would already have it in their brain, and then when they heard it, they would think that they already knew it, and then they would love it.
Simplicity. You had quite the story between the first album. You lost a studio. You had a stolen van. You had some pretty heavy duty stuff go on, to say the least. Life, is it life on the south side of Chicago, the bad part of town? Are we getting to the bad Leroy Brown thing about it? You've had some serious setbacks, as they say, that aren't exactly fun, you know, for a quote young band.
We don't live on the south side, though. We live on the north side, but it's still pretty at times. You know, we had like some window busted out of our last van and a DVD player stolen, some stuff like that.
Man, it was rough.
It was really rough. It was really hard.
No, but you did lose. But you did. All kidding aside, you did lose some bigger issued stuff, right?
Yeah. We've had a van taken. The whole front end was taken off. Actually, I did live on the south side at the time, and the whole front end was taken off. What else have we had happen? Well, losing the studio was just gentrification. You know, we had a place that we had kind of. The three of us actually had lived, I'd lived on and off for years, and we kind of built a studio in the basement. So luckily, we had that for years. We call it the top of the world. And one year, the guy just decided to sell it. So they gutted it, and for about 6 months, I'd walk by that place and remember our days in the basement. And it's just totally renovated now, and can't live in that neighborhood anymore.
That's rock and roll. Touring... You've toured with a lot of interesting bands, Yeah Yeah Yeahs, French Kicks, and Wilco. So all that kind of mix, we had the French Kicks actually on the show a few weeks ago, that is an interesting mix. So does the audience just kind of find you when you're touring with Wilco and you're coming out, you know, it's a little different, or is it not? Or do you think that audiences kind of adapt in many ways?
Wilco has such a music listening audience that with us and them, it seemed to work out. And I think a lot of people paid attention to us because they like to listen to music.
Signing to Polyvinyl, good label for the band?
Polyvinyl, good. No, they were a really good label for us. At the time, there weren't a ton of people courting us. There was a lot of rumors and people sort of flying around and coming to shows and talking about it. But Polyvinyl really came through, and they ended up being a really good home for us.
Inspiration for Big Baby Bottoms, nice alliteration. Who wants to?
Actually, Steve and Joey on one afternoon put that song together with all the drums and. No, but then the lyrics came around, and we were right at the time we were recording in this kind of shitty basement. But anyway, it was just sort of random. The words just kind of came out because kind of looking around this crappy basement, all these wires hanging around and crappy carpet and everything, and it was just like there were all these things that were. Saying, give it up, quit.
The stage show, you do a little bit more than just stand there and play, which is kind of, you know, kind of, here's our next song.
There was a time, for sure, when we were kind of, and we'll probably come back to it again, we've kind of gotten away from it because we've been on tour, and it's kind of more difficult to put bigger things together on stage when you don't have any cash. So when we were home, I mean, we knew this guy, David, and he made these robots out of discarded plastic detergent bottles. So he was kind of a trippy guy to have come around for a couple shows.
Where are you popular that you would never suspect that people are saying, oh my God, the M's?
Thailand. We've gotten a letter from someone in Thailand, and they were really respectful and nice, and we sent them a record. They found us online somehow. And
Thailand tour coming soon. If there was any place that you could go on tour that you really... want to spread the gospel of the band, Where would you?
I think we just want to get over to Europe. I mean,
so you haven't done so with all of these reviews calling you the next and the next and the next and comparing you as the next, and we're not mentioning any of those names because we're not doing that. But you really haven't done the full on. You haven't played in Brighton and Leeds and Manchester and all of that yet.
I don't know. Every time we played in front of anybody from Europe, they tend to go apeshit.
So. Yeah. So what's the deal? So is it a money thing? Is it getting someone to sponsor a tour over there?
Yeah, sort of getting our business up over there. Sort of getting a record label to put it out over there.
It's not out over there.
No, we do have distribution over there. We just don't. It's better to have another label that do it, because then you have another sort of push of people doing it there.
Have you been shopping it big time?
No, we haven't done too much of that, and it's probably something that we should do a little bit more, or our manager should, but I don't know. We're too busy working on another record right now to deal with that. But that's
maybe that record. Well, then what you could do is what they do to us over here, which is they could get your second record over there when we here get the third one.
Yeah, that's pretty much how it goes. And then we go and chase that.
Right, and then you go, and then you suddenly have the next material ready already, and it's kind of the cruel trick, but it works, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, however, because you can play whatever you want live, so they don't know. You just play a few songs that they know, and then whatever.
Definitely our next record will get us over there. I mean, there's no doubt about that. I think that we'll get to tour over in Europe a little bit, at least off this next record. It could have happened on the last, on Future Women, but it would have kind of been very similar to our early tours over here, where we didn't really have a lot of stuff in place, and we were kind of flying by the seat of our pants, and like, you know, it wasn't a good time for us to do that, because we'd already toured over here a lot, and we had this shuttle bus that we spent like all of our money on, pretty much about $20,000 of our money, because it kept breaking down every day, every single goddamn day of our lives.
Yeah. Okay. We are not going to rant about the shuttle bus here. Come on, boys. We've created a little thing. We've done it with over 100 bands in the past couple of years called a musical sandwich. And what it is it's a way of letting people know your influences without doing it, because you get to do it. So we pick two of your songs as the bread, and then you each get to pick a few songs in between by other bands. And anything that you ask me to play.
Let's do Trucker Speed with... what's the second song that we could play on there?
For the bottom piece of bread?
Yeah, bottom piece of bread. More of a foundation. Plan of the Man. I'd go with Fela Kuti and what it would be, Ladies and Gentlemen.
Okay.
That might be 11 minutes.
That's a pretty good long song. You can crossfade out.
Keep going.
Then I'll also go, and I'll throw this out and somebody else can finish it, but I'll say Royal Trucks, and then somebody else can say the song.
Stop.
The Lilies and I bet maybe like I guess Nanny in Manhattan. That's a pretty good song. The Lilies, Nanny in Manhattan.
More? I need more. We have to fill an hour here.
Yeah.
We haven't talked that long.
Oh, okay.
Captain Beefheart just got back from the city.
I'd do some Can. Like I don't know which one though. Maybe Pinch by Can.
Tell Yorba by the White Stripes.
Let's do the Gene Genie.
Track 2 from Roots. Is that Freddy's Dead? No, that's not Roots. That Kinks song?
Till the End of the Day by the Kinks. Okay, now you fulfilled the reviews. I'm happy now. Okay, good.
Beta Band, Daydream. Have you heard that song before?
Yes, I know the Beta Band quite well.
Yep, I like that song.
Blur. There's a song by Blur. It goes, come on, come on, come on. Get to it.
I'd say Spiritualized and anything off of that Pill record.
There you go. Okay.
Anything off of Ladies and Gentlemen, We're Floating in Space. And like the first or second song probably. When something that goes like, I can't remember which one, it goes like, na 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 na, and then it does that for about a half hour.